guns and use them and move about. But they're not visible. They're actually invisible.
That's the word, yes. Invisible. They cannot be seen.
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Firestar.
When the world's in trouble, and you need a fighting friend,
Black Cat Peanut Butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste? Well, children love it.
Black Cat Peanut Butter. It's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the greatest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead. Black Cat Peanut
And that raises a bit of a problem, doesn't it, Jet?
Well, ask him. I can tell you. It is ridiculous. How do we fight something we cannot see?
Oh, but you can see them.
Yes, then, my pretty little cat, make up your little mind, eh?
Don't shout at me, please.
Me? I cannot shout at you, but...
You're being offensive. My people are a quiet, good people. We are not offensive. The astral beings are offensive.
Well, you see, I'm sorry. I do not mean the offensive. I will ask again. Little cat. If they cannot be seen, you say they cannot. How can they be seen?
Simple. You use the watch glasses. The watch glasses? Yes, Miss Miller. We knew that an invasion of our planet was coming, and the intelligent ones that lead us thought of a way to see the astral beings. It is with watch glasses. How do you mean exactly? If one wears these glasses, then the astral beings are no longer invisible.
Chance, my hand a second. They define the shape of the astral beings?
The full shape is seen when wearing the watch glasses.
Okay, problem solved.
No.
No?
The watch glasses are down in the vaults with what remains of my people.
Which means we have to get there and get the glasses before we go into action.
Yes, that's right.
And of course, the astral beings will be waiting for us. But you say, Kate, that what they carry can be seen. The stone guns, for example.
Yes.
Charming. We arrive. And all we look for is funny little guns waving about in the air.
You know, I think we plan a diversion.
What kind, Jed?
I'm trying to work it out, Doctor. Look, to free Armageddon, we have to get rid of the astral beings, right? That's accepted. We can't really fight them because they're invisible. We can only get to grips with them by getting the watch glasses, hmm?
So far, so good, or so bad, whichever way you want to look at it.
Now, what I plan, Spaghetti, at this stage is this. In 2 hours, we're undocking the Firestar ships, or we should be. Now, we'll delay the undocking and make as if to land on Armageddon altogether, with Firestar 2 and Firestar 3 still attached.
Well, how'll that help?
Sam, the concentration of the astral beings will be focused on us as a group, right? A separate entity.
That is so, yes.
But before we hover above Armageddon and undock within meters of their surface, I will be somewhere else.
Back at Orion's peak, I suppose.
Spaghetti, I'll be down on Armageddon, and Kit will be with me. She will lead me to the vaults under the city.
Well, that means you'll leave the ships. Well, when will you leave?
We should be passing into orbit any moment. It'll keep us in orbit till we are passing over this city. Kat?
Yes?
Will you be able to pick out the mountain ranges and pinpoint the city?
Oh, I can do this, yes.
Good. Now, as we continue in orbit, Kat and I will leave the command ship, right? We'll be wearing suits. We'll be propelled by the usual rocket attachments.
Yeah.
You, Sam, will guide the command ship and the two other ships down close to the surface of Armageddon. But delay it so that you're on the other side of Armageddon. You get my meaning?
Well away from the city, yes.
Right. Guide her down, get Farstar 2 and 3 undocked. I'll give the chaps instructions in a moment to land and wait. And Ket and I will break into those vaults, release the true rulers of that planet, and come back for this command ship and the others.
Will we be under attack?
Ket?
I don't think so. If you stay in this ship and the astronauts stay in theirs, they cannot be turned into stone. They cannot be attacked by the animals of Armageddon.
Right, so it'll be a stalemate. I think the astral beings must be waiting for us.
They're bound to be, Jet.
Right, they'll see us pass over their city, the one that belongs to Ket's people. They'll track you, Sam, and the ships, and they'll move to intercept you. But you all land and you stay put. And I reckon the astral beings will be waiting outside the ships, just waiting for you to stick your heads out. Which is all right, because attention will have been diverted from us, from Ket and me.
Are you sure you don't want me along as well?
Sam, I think I need you here in the command ship. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's understandable.
And me?
Not for this particular escapade, Spaghetti. As for you, Jupiter? Well, boy, I shall need you to stay here with Sam and the others. They're going to depend upon you all the time, boy.
Look at him. If a leopard could smile, then Jupiter is smiling.
I'll tell you why, Spaghetti. Because he knows I can depend on him to protect you. That's why. Ah, getting near undocking, eh? Well, that was our original plan. I better set the controls for our new plan, Spaghetti. Check out a complete set for Ket. Travel suit, helmets, and rockets, please.
Little Ket, I will get you the smallest one I can find.
Thank you.
It is a pleasure. You really find me offensive, eh?
No, not really. Just someone hard to understand.
No, but why? I am really a very simple man.
Yes, I know.
Wait a moment. You twisted it against me.
Come on, Spaghetti. Come on, down to work now. Come on. This is Jet Jungle. Do you read me, Farstar 2? Farstar 3?
Catch you loud and clear. Not long to undocking now, huh?
We're ready for you, Jet. Ready to get on down to Armageddon there.
Look, there's been a change in plan. As project leader, I'm taking it onto myself to work out something else. Now, listen closely. This is what will happen. Listen closely. Farstar 2, Farstar 3.
Their spaceship is near. There, you can see it.
Yes, Nora.
What will they do, I wonder? They will land, I think. And we shall meet them, be waiting for them.
As they cannot see us, they cannot fight us.
Exactly.
Lauren, Ket will have told them our shapes.
That does not matter. There is nothing that can be done about it. To fight us, they must come here to the city and take the watch glasses. They cannot do that. This place is too well guarded by the animals and by our kind. No, we shall beat them. And once beaten, we shall move on to other planets where we satisfy our lust to kill and destroy. We, the astral beings, scourge of the stars.
Okay there, Sam?
Everything's under control, Jet. There's Armageddon down there.
Mm-hmm.
We're now 50,000 meters up.
Fine, Sam. Ket?
Yes, I'm fine.
And helmet on. We go into the connection compartment between the three ships, and then we go out into space. You sure you're feeling all right?
Yes, Jet, I'm not afraid.
Right, helmet's on then, and then we try our radio contact. Come on, put yours on. Might as well. Just tighten up a bit. Right, there we are. Ket, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. When we go out, watch me at all times. You know how to work the suit rockets now?
Yes, I know.
Good. Let me check and see if I'm in contact with Sam and Spaghetti. Can you hear me, Sam?
Can hear you, Jet, loud and clear.
Fine. Sam, we're going through to the escape compartment now. And don't forget to close it up, huh? And when you've closed, Spaghetti, get a suit on, get in there and close the outer hatch or you'll be in trouble.
It's okay, Jet. Don't you worry nothing.
Fine. Right, Ket. Go on. Here we go. Right. And I'm out of the command ship and the escape compartment. Ket is coming out now. Yes, good. She's out. And that hatch will be closed, so it'll be okay. Sam?
Yes, Jet?
From the moment we start moving, Ket and I'm going to cut contact with you. Just in case the astral beings can pick it up. The moment we land down there, and you've landed as well, we'll resume contact again, okay?
Fine, Jet. See you. Look after yourself.
And you.
Be careful.
And I always. Good luck.
Good luck, Jet.
All right. Ket?
Yes?
We're going to move away from the ships now. Activate your guide rockets and keep close to me. Fine. Everything all right?
Everything's all right, yes.
We'll angle ourselves down to the surface now. Stay with me.
The ships. They're going fast away from us.
It's the other way around, Ket. We're moving away from them. All right. 10 minutes should see us landing down there on Armageddon. Ket, stay with me, huh?
Still at your side. I can see the command ship on the horizon now. It seems to be getting close to the surface.
Well, that's because it's on the horizon, Ket. It'll make its landing on the other side. We shan't see it.
They may be waiting for us, the astral beings.
If they are, we'll get away with it somehow, I know. They must certainly not be expecting this little trick of ours.
Jet!
What is it?
A bright flare on the horizon, where our spaceships are.
What? Telescopic vision, jungle, and hurry. Oh, by the searing sands of Sardinus. The two, Fastar 2 and 3, are undocking as arranged, but something's wrong. One of them's spinning and flashing in the light of that sun there and into the surface of Armageddon and smashed. And the other? That's okay, but they're going down fast as well. Too fast. Must be a system's fault. They shouldn't have undocked until... And Fastar 3 hits Armageddon. Well, maybe they'll live, but Fastar 1? And the command ship? Out of sight over the horizon? What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, kids, joined the Jet Jungle Club yet? You get a super badge, membership certificate, free copy of Jet's newsletter, Jungle Talk, and lots of other surprises. Listen carefully. Send your name, address, age, and date of birth together with a 35-cent postal order and a Jungle Oats box top or copy to Jet Jungle Club, P.O. Box 9860, Johannesburg. Remember, your name, address, age, and date of birth with a 35-cent postal order and a Jungle Oats box top or copy to Jet Jungle Club, P.O. Box 9860, Johannesburg. And don't forget to enjoy Jet's favorite breakfast every day, a delicious bowl of hot Jungle Oats.
They broke away. A system's malfunction. They've crashed.
And we will crash as well. Land this craft, Sam. Use manual. Bring her down now and land her. If you can.
Sir, you're a dog. What's it you like about Dogmore dog food?
It's the gravy.
That's right. Dogmore balanced dog food. It's gravy coated.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.